The Cabarrus County Commission last night unexpectedly made $3 million in cuts. Those cuts eliminate several jobs and all county funding to an economic development agency. WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports.
The three Republican county commissioners who voted for the cuts are lame ducks. All were defeated in last month's primary. But that didn't stop Commissioner Jason Oesterreich from making this announcement.
I am going to make a motion that we approve the manager's budget with the budget changes enumerated on this additional handout with the following amendments. And I'll hand those down to you.
Oesterreich, who didn't return calls for an interview, distributed a four-page motion that detailed the cuts. It was the first time anyone had heard about them. They included removing funding for four library positions and four parks employees, eliminating a deputy county manager position, and denying funds for a new park at the Cabarrus and Union County line. The board approved the budget and the cuts by a 3-2 vote.
The action that occurred last night was totally by surprise, and that may not be accurate to say totally out of surprise.
County Commissioner Steve Morris voted against the changes.
I was surprised by the content because I had no prior knowledge of what might be proposed, but I was not at all surprised by the technique.
Morris says he voted against the changes because he didn't have enough time to review them. He also says he didn't agree with many of the cuts, particularly the last item on the amendment that cuts about $330,000 from the county's Economic Development Agency. Oesterreich's motion noted that the agency shares employee with the local Chamber of Commerce. He cited financial problems from 2.5 years ago as evidence the agency doesn't properly manage its budget. A third point of contention is the chamber getting involved in political issues, for example, immigration overhaul. The loss represents more than half of the agency's budget, but CEO Patrick Coughlin, also president of the local chamber, says the office won't close or reduce staff. Instead, he says it will rely more on private and municipal contributions. For WFAE News, I'm Nick De La Canal.